Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Andidas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, September 17th, 2018. Welcome to Day 606. The author of the confidential letter accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct when he was in high school has come forward to tell her story. Christine Blasey Ford is a 51-year-old research psychologist in Northern California who says Kavanaugh and a friend corralled her into a bedroom in the early 1980s and attempted to sexually assault her. Ford says Kavanaugh pinned her to a bed, groped her over her clothes, and attempted to remove her bathing suit. When she tried to scream, she says Kavanaugh put his hand over her mouth. Quote, "I thought he might inadvertently kill me," Ford said. "He was trying to attack me and remove my clothing," end quote. Ford said she felt a civic responsibility to speak out about the Supreme Court nominee. Meanwhile, Arizona GOP Senator Jeff Flake says he wants to delay the Senate's vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation until Ford has had a chance to testify in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Quote, "I've made it clear that I'm not comfortable moving ahead with the vote on Thursday if we have not heard her side of the story or explored this further," Flake said. Flake is part of the GOP's one-vote majority over the Democrats on the committee. Quote, "For me," Flake said, "we can't vote until we hear more," end quote. Trump, meanwhile, has tried to normalize the type of behavior described in Ford's allegations and has told people close to him that he believes there is a conspiracy by Democrats to derail Kavanaugh's nomination process. A senior White House aide says things are still full steam ahead for Kavanaugh and that there is very little chance that Ford's accusations will change Trump's mind when it comes to Kavanaugh's viability as the next Supreme Court justice. The Daily Beast reports that the amount of money that has returned to the United States as a result of Trump's massive tax cuts is only 3.5% of what Trump predicted. Trump predicted that by ending the practice of taxing U.S. companies when they bring home foreign profits, quote, over $4 trillion, but close to $5 trillion will be brought back into our country, end quote. But the latest analysis shows that just $143 billion has been repatriated. Companies recently announced plans to repatriate another $37 billion. But two-thirds of the repatriated money so far has come from just two companies, networking giant Cisco Systems and a drug company called Gilead Sciences. And finally, Ted Cruz's senatorial campaign in Texas sent hundreds of thousands of donation mailers that are disguised to look like official court summons. The outside of the envelopes read, "Summons enclosed, open immediately," in large black print, or include a return address that reads, "Official County Summons." Inside, the envelope contains a donation form for the Cruz campaign. These kind of mailers are not illegal as long as they contain a clear disclaimer that indicates who paid for the communication. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has nearly doubled the promotions of top U.S. diplomats in an attempt to restore diplomatic ties with the State Department workforce. State Department employees felt alienated under former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's leadership. And 2, billionaire and former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is actively considering a run for president as a Democrat in 2020. Bloomberg has aligned himself with Democrats in the midterm election and has committed to spend $80 million to help Democrats retake control of the House. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.